Well Brought to High Senior Year. My name is Hia. I am your keeper. These are my players. Hello, players.
Hello.
Back at it again at Christmas. Wait, hold on a heckin' moment there. There's someone here who hasn't been here for a while. Hi, Susie. Wow.
Hi! I got called out. You're like, wait, who's this bitch?
Who's that? It's been 84 years!
You know? Yeah.
We've been playing this game for that long?
It feels like it. We've been high schoolers for a long
time. Stop pointing it out! It hurts! It's not my fault y'all are attached to your characters anyway.
I'm sick of your seniors.
I'm over here like, are we ready for a finale? And everyone's going, no! And I'm like, too bad, because we've been going for too long.
Because we're going to do it anyway.
We're going to do it anyway. I'm holding your hands and we're going on the ride.
You anyway.
I'm holding your hands and we're going for the ride. Hi, everybody. How's it going? Hope you all are doing well. First order of business, we do announcements and introductions, and then the what happened last, which God knows we all need a what happened last, so we'll figure that out in a second. Because here's the thing, even I don't remember fully what happened last, which is not good for me as the keeper to not know what happened last, but it's been a while. So, announcement-wise, Susie's here for the finale! Yippee! So Susie will be joining us for the grand finale so that Annabelle can get the end of her story.
Yeah, I need to finish her off. Wait.
Wait.
I need to kill her off. That's what I wanted to say.
Going gung-ho. Got it. second order of business is I'm currently in the works of a bunch of different things, including the continuing story after this one, which will be New Visions University. So look forward to more information about that. We'll be talking about a lot during our little table discussion after the finale. This is a two-part finale. So it'll be this part. And then next part would be kind of like finishing up, wrapping up if there's any loose ties. And then, of course, the epilogue. So hopefully you can come join us for these two wondrous, occasions. We're finishing a campaign. That's very rare sometimes. And I'm super excited. And some of you have never finished a campaign before. That's exciting. And I'm making you do it. We're doing
it. Oh my
god,
this will be my first.
Yeah. Shit. It'll be a lot of people's first.
what a shared experience.
It's a shared experience. We're growing together as a table, and I'm forcing you all. I'm holding your hands, and we're going for it. other than that, we're off on Saturday for our long rest week, so Wyvernsmark will be returning next week, forward in March. So if you want to come see more D&D, that'll be when you can catch that. That's really it for announcements. I can't think of anything right now, but if you want to follow me over on Blue Sky or join my Discord, that'll be the best place to get updates. You can join my Discord by using !Discord in the chat and clicking on that, picking a role, and come chatting with us. Most of my players are there, and we'd love to say hi. And if you want to follow me on Blue Sky, you can find me at GM Hina on Blue Sky. I am also on Twitter, but I am slowly moving away from Twitter. So all you'll get there really is going to be some occasional shit posts of responses to friends, as well as updates for streams. That's really it. So Blue Sky is where you're going to see the memes. So there you go. That's really it for announcements. I'm really done now. So let's go into introductions. I always start with myself. My name is Hina. I am the Keeper. I have been doing this for 5 years now. I remember. I'm hopelessly in love with tabletop, and I'm very thankful I get to share with all of you and all of my friends. I did it backwards! This is a finale, I can tell. Moving into my ex of friends, because now we have an ex again, we're gonna go to Dan.
Hi guys, I'm Dan, aka Danyan Senpai. You can catch me on all social media, including Blue Sky, TikTok, YouTube, Twitch, at Danyan Senpai. I'm also the lead producer of NGP Productions, which you guys have made Will Branch High our most popular show by far, over 10,000 downloads. Thank you guys oh so very much, and we're thankful you guys are here to join us for the conclusion of this saga. So, but right now, for these last two times, I'm going to be playing Iggy.
Continuing around my ex of friends, next we have Aki Yue.
Hello, everyone. I am an Aki Yue. I will sometimes, maybe eventually, stream over at twitch.tv/AkiYue. But over here, I just play Lorelei.
Continuing around my ex of friends, next we have Andy.
I'm Andy. You can really just find me here. I mean, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I occasionally post things. It's AndyG8100. Nothing big to promise there, really. And I am playing Cecily, who is a... I am out. I am just tapped out at this point.
It's now.
If there was a time to run out, it's during the finales, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. You're all good. Don't worry about it, Andy. Continuing around my ex-friends, our returning player, Susie.
Holy shit!
Hi.
Last scene during prom.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Nothing happened prom night. Anyway, hi.
Andy, Susie.
Fuck. Why can't I remember anything now? I play Annabelle. That's all I'm sticking
with. Okay, you got one more chance at this.
Yeah, you got next week.
I promise next week I'll be better.
That's fine. You're great right now. And last but certainly not least, we have Sammy.
Hey, everyone. I'm Sammy. I go by Sammy Bear on Twitch and Arcane Venom on Hit Record. Want to check out my writing, my voice acting bits, and bits of music that I dabble with, go to hitrecord.org/users/arcanevenom, all one word. And I play A.
All right. With that, we are ready for our what happened last. Now, we don't have to go over everything. That would be redonkulous.
Oh no, never mind.
Okay. Are you sure?
I don't know why my brain like said, no, you play Harper. I'm like, no, wait.
No, you had it right.
I'm good. No. I'm good.
My friends are in multiple games. My friends are in multiple games.
I panicked for a second and I realized, nope, I was right. I'm okay.
It's because I threw you off.
Yeah.
I throw myself off.
It's like my friends like me to join multiple tables. I don't know why. Jesus.
Oh, no, wait. I played Nest. Oh, wait. No.
Wait. Oh, that's old. That's even older. Jesus.
I play Locke. Oh, God.
Shit. All right. Who, for a lucky bump up point, would like to talk about what happened last time?
Look, I remember we're looking for doors.
Okay. So,
doors, and more doors.
It's been a while since uploaded an episode, so I'm going to see if I can do this. So last session, it was rescuing the dear friends of the group. So Jax, Ethan, and Abby were all basically kidnapped by Cult of the Red. So the group split up to save them. It was Iggy and Cecily to save Jax, Amy's to save Ethan. And of course, Lorelai with Orion in tow went to save Abby. Unfortunately, it wasn't as easy as we hoped. Turns out there was all part of their plan, and they were currently being possessed by the Cult of the Red, which led to a very difficult fight for all three parties. But thankfully, thanks to some lucky rolls, we managed to subdue them, some a little bit more subdued than others, unfortunately. But as we finally got everything calmed down and got our friends rescued and got for help from the Foundation, that's when we encountered a coven member who was very, very shy, very, very timid, and not at all what the gang expected. And after a short conversation with her, where they tried to promise safety, she basically admitted that she has no memories other than being a member of the Cult of the Red. And after sharing more information about Lilith, unfortunately, trigger warning here, she was killed by Lilith. And yeah, which really shows the stakes of what the cruelty that Lilith is capable of. And on the way to the next door, unfortunately, Abe managed to push a little bit too far and killed even more members of her coven. We got to is this the second to last door or the last door? I can't remember.
There is one more door currently showing. So you haven't gotten the last door yet.
So this is the second to last door. We managed to get to the spot where the second to last door. And with the help of Orion and Oberon, they managed to scare off a majority of the Covenant Red members in a way so that it wouldn't incur Lilith's wrath. Mm-hmm. But the gang ended up going through the second to last door, and that's where we left off.
I believe you finished that door.
Did we? I can't remember.
Did we? Yeah, I don't remember either.
I don't remember.
Oh, God. I marked it off as finished, but oh, God. Where is it?
Hold on, let me listen to that last episode.
Consult the script.
Yeah, that's right. It's all scripted. That's right. I forgot about that. Shit.
We went off the script. How do we go off the script?
Because guys, I didn't know there was a script.
I sent it to you.
Just improv.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm good at that.
I thought that was a spam file.
Oh, no.
I'm looking.
Oh, yeah, we did finish that door.
Okay, what was the door? Do you remember?
No, I just remember. Okay,
but we did finish it. You know what? Here's the thing. I marked off on my notes every door that you did with triple X's, and like the ones that you didn't do, I had like dashes. So I had all X's on all of the doors. So I was like, oh, we did it already. So actually, yay for me for my upkeep. So yay for me. Yeah. Anyway.
So one more door remains, and if I remember correctly, that Covenant Red member told us that it will be in the center of town. If I remember correctly.
No, there is one more door that you have.
One more door. That's not okay.
There is one more door. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. With that, you get that lucky bum bub. Look at you. All right. And of course, remember, friends, if you would like to support the game or if you want to change anything up, there are some free Dice of Destinies that you're welcome to use up. But remember, they do have a cooldown, so you can't just spam them. Or you can spend bits if you really want to. If you want to financially support me, don't know why, but you can.
Give her your money.
No, don't, please.
It's up to her right now. No, so stop.
No.
Give her money.
This is not a pay-to-play game. It's not a pay-to-win game.
Yes, it is.
No.
No, it's a pay-to-survive.
Stop trying to peddle the microtransactions.
Hey.
Like subs for the rerolls.
It's like Final Fantasy, all right?
No!
For story progression.
No! This is not why I invented these!
How much do we pay to get to graduation?
$1 million. I didn't know you wanted to end so fast. I thought you wanted a little bit longer.
We'll bring back Susie for that.
Hold on. Let me equip the right glamour for this one.
Okay.
All right, are we good? Are we ready?
No.
Oh, well, we're doing it anyway. Yeah. So,
you can't say no anymore, guys.
You can't say no. It's the finale, babies. I'm holding your hands. We're going to go through it together. I got you. It's okay. It'll be fine. It's okay. It's just a roller coaster. It'll be fine. Anyway.
Oh.
Oh.
Are we still going up or are we currently going down?
Oh, you won't know until it happens. Anyway. We're actually going to go to Annabelle because it's been a while since we've seen her.
It's been a while.
Annabelle.
I've been up for the last couple of weeks.
As the group said, when was the last time we saw you?
Prom night.
Let's talk about prom night.
Oh, we go
back in time to prom.
We're going to be here a while.
it'll be fast.
It'll be fast. Relax, everything's fine. We have two episodes. If we have to do a third, it's fine. Anyway,
wait, this is the boilers prom. Too far.
If you all want to keep interrupting me, that's totally fine. I'm keeping track. All right. So, Annabelle. You and Archer separated from the rest of the group to spend some time together as you both have come to a conclusion about what was to come. Of course, you both, having overseer powers, were able to see Lilith's coming. And so as you kind of make your way to a more secluded area, I will say, where would you go? Probably to the lake, I think.
Yeah, for sure. That's like our most like memorable spot.
Yeah. Archer will take you, of course, to the lake. This, of course, is when he still has his form. And it's not, he did not separate from himself to, of course, protect Will Branch for a bit longer. He will look towards you and just say, I don't know how all of this is going to go. And I gotta make sure you're okay, Belle. Are you okay?
Part of me wants to say no.
That's fair.
But it also feels very selfish at the same time.
Weren't you the one that taught me that selfishness is what keeps my humanity?
Yeah, yeah. No, I did. And that's why... that's why it's really hard to give a straight answer.
No, that's fair. I know it's for the good of Will Branch for us to separate for that time, but... And then when we reunite, that's when all of this is going to go down.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it's going to go without you for that time. I think...
Oh, go ahead.
I think I'm just scared of being without you for so long.
I feel the same way.
Well, it just means when all this is done, we just have to win, right?
I mean, we have to, yeah.
There are so many possibilities of this going wrong. Or just rubs their hands through their hair, kind of pulls it back.
Well, whatever happens, happens, and we'll get through it, right?
Sure, it's just the apocalypse.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing big.
Fuck. He just rubs his face. God, what have we signed up for? What the fuck is all this?
Honestly, it's shit that we don't really need to worry about.
It's really not. This is bullshit.
If they only knew what happened to me. In the meantime.
Yeah, right.
I'll be there for them, and I'll make sure they're okay, or at least as much as I can be.
Yeah,
he will just move to turn towards you and just take your hands into his. Just kind of squeezes them a little bit. You and I are in this together.
Yeah.
Even if you're away from me, it's still us.
Yeah, it is us.
Well, shit, I don't know what to say now. Go kick ass? I don't know.
She'll kind of, like, look down, like, squeeze his hands, their hands, mm-hmm. and just leans in and gives them a kiss.
And they return it and just hold you tight. And then as they pull back, they hold your hands again. And... you see the bracelet, the watch that he gave you, kind of glow that golden light, signifying that it's time for you to start your part. And he just looks down at it and goes, I'm kind of regretting giving you that now. Oh. Kind of hope we would have been able to enjoy prom a little bit longer.
You know, I don't really like dances anyway.
Well, here's the deal. How about this? When we see each other and when we win, because I'm going to be optimistic.
Yes.
When we win, you and I will dance. One dance, at least.
Of course.
All right.
No matter how muddy, bloody, gutty we might be.
No, we'll take a day to rest first.
No.
Make it sound like we're dancing on the corpses of our enemies. What the hell?
She looks away, like thinking.
You're thinking about it. Oh no.
I'm teasing.
They just laugh towards you. This is how I know.
Bitch now.
This is how I know we're going to win. Well, then, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Hang in there, okay?
She'll lightly brush their cheek and smile at them.
Come back to me, okay?
I will.
He nods. And as he lets go of your hands, a portal opens up behind you. And as you hesitantly take your step in, you say your goodbyes just by gazing at each other. And then you step through. And we return to now, where shit has hit the fan. As you and Archer have now taken residence in the sanctum. Archer is currently looking over everything. Of course, showing off how much they have grown in their overseer powers. And you, of course, are different yourself. How has your mission changed you?
Oh, I mean, she's not a little punk anymore like she was before.
I mean, a little bitch.
I ain't a little bitch anymore.
Oh, damn. My God.
Oh, I missed you so much.
No, but both, physically and emotionally, she's definitely grown through everything. And even physically, her attire and her look is not what it used to be. Like, in the beginning of it all, it definitely looks like, I've taking things as it's come and has slipped away from my once, pastel gothic Lolita look to something more neutral and more just more in tune with everything kind of thing.
Okay. Archer, who is currently looking over at the different screens that are lighting, just kind of looks around. Well, they're getting the doors, but shit's getting worse. Lilith's showing off her powers too much.
She kind of just quietly chuckles to herself for a sec.
He looks over a little bit towards you. What was that chuckle for?
No, it's just funny how it's only been couple months since the last time I felt like I had to be a mom to them.
Don't mention time.
Oh, bad.
No, yeah, you're sorry. Fine. I will allow you to do it. Everyone else picks on me.
She'll say that, not really knowing time. Yeah. You know, to her, it seems.
Time's weird in that program.
Time was weird on your mission, absolutely. 100%.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's been inappropriate times.
See, this is what I mean. They make fun of me over it.
I see that, yeah.
See, I'm not the only one that sees it, guys. Anyway, shit. Quit picking on me. I'm trying my best over here. I'm never putting a time frame on it again. Anyway. Shit. Anyway. So I will say that, Archer just kind of looks towards you. Archer, of course, has changed slightly as well. They definitely have gotten a little bit more, masculine versus the androgynous look. Mm-hmm. They are definitely, the voice has gotten deeper a little bit, probably through, testosterone and also treatments and such. And he definitely does seem way more mature than he did when you, of course, first met, which he already was quite mature. So this has definitely matured him a lot as well. And he'll look towards you. Does that mean if you're going to be mom again, does that mean you're going to go help them?
I mean, I'd like to.
I mean, you should. I'm not saying you shouldn't.
No, I know, but it's weirdly bringing back memories when I said that, and I don't know how I feel about that, because...
I'm really curious. What was Belle's reaction when Archer, like, filled her in and everything's happened to the gang since she's been gone?
Holy shit.
They've been to hell, Lorelai reunited two warring factions of Fae, Iggy met his parents.
You know, she wishes she was there. She wished she would have been there to share these moments. It's the missing out on her friends' moments is what she's wishing she was there for, you know? Especially because it's changed you guys so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, like a mother watching her kids grow to become these interesting people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can...
Laura had to be Fae royalty for a minute.
That's true.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
He could have been Lord of the Dead for a while.
That's true, he could have been. But he chose to give it to a partner who turned out to be his great-great-great-grandfather. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Archer will just kind of like look towards the mutters. Well, I mean, I can keep an eye out over here and try to curb some of this shit. I mean, Lilith's just showing off at this point. And you see on the screen, of course, you see Elizabeth, who is currently being inhabited by Lilith, just kind of like moving and speaking to different people. And of course, the Coven in Red saluting and following her orders. He just kind of like sighs, and I'm sure Elizabeth doesn't like that.
No.
So hopefully we can get her out of that soon.
Are they all together now?
No, it's just Archer and Bellstel.
Okay, that's what I thought.
No worries.
We were just about to exit the door.
Yeah, you all are out through one of the doors, the second to last door.
Sorry.
That's okay. So Archer will look towards you. I mean, I could probably handle at least some of it, and I can communicate with you if something goes amiss. I mean, as much as I've missed you, which was a fucking lot. I'm sure you missed your friends, so I won't keep you from them.
I mean, I've missed everybody. You the most.
Well, you don't have to tell me that to make me feel better, but I appreciate it.
I'm not saying it to make you feel better, but all right.
He just chuckles a little bit. Well, go help your friends, and if you need anything, you know how to reach me.
Yeah.
He nods towards you. I'll keep an eye here, and I'll let you know if anything opens.
Okay.
All right. And you have that move where you can just teleport to your friends.
I just go bloop.
That's true. Is it a move? I forgot. Do you have to roll for it?
I might have to if I remember.
Let me look.
Is it a portal of strings, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it is a move.
It's a plus weird.
Yeah.
Oh,
after roll.
Yeah, after roll. First roll, baby.
First roll.
If I could get my mouse to stop breaking everything, stop it.
Cut okay. It out, Gabe. You're making me look bad.
Okay. Time. Oh my gosh. Can I please?
Time for talk is over. And push buttons.
It's time to push buttons. Oh. Don't click it from there. Just roll plus weird. Click it from the stat.
There we go.
There you go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's a 10. A circle of strings appears below you, and you can teleport up to 5 people, including yourself. So you are able to teleport yourself. And so he just watches as you bring the strings around you, much more in tune with your powers. And they wrap around you, and you vanish.
And I'll do like a quick blow kiss in his direction before I go.
He just winks as you blow the kiss, and then you're gone. It's all orchestrated now.
Yeah, I've learned. I make it flared for me.
Blush, blush. Anyway. All right. And so the rest of you step out of...
All right.
The rest of you step out of the last door you were in. God forbid if I remember what that door was, but you do it. And I will say that, of course, as you step out, you can see Oberon and O'Brien who were watching over the door to make sure that the coven did not return. And Oberon just goes, "Oh, you're back! Wonderful! We made sure nobody would come back. It was quite hilarious. They're quite spooked."
What did you guys do?
Well, I mean, you saw it earlier. So anyone that tried to come back, we just growled at them a little bit and they ran.
We might need some refreshers on things. That door was just long and forgettable.
Oh, jeez. Do not piss off the GM.
No, I'm covering our tracks for not remembering what happened.
There you go. That's fine. It's fine. I'm only a little upset. It's fine. Anyway.
A little salt.
Just a little.
I'm sure it was great. We don't remember.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sure we cried. I just can't remember what it was.
Exactly.
I think somebody did cry. Oh, wait, it was Abigail. That's what it was.
Oh, God.
It was Abby's door.
I thought it was Archer's door.
Was it Archer's?
I think it was Archer's door.
It was Archer. It started with an A. Why are all my NPCs starting with A? Fuck. Anyway.
Man.
Shit. What's with A names? God damn. Anyway.
Yeah. Oberon.
Oberon.
At this point, as you all are talking, you see below on the ground next to Oberon, a circle of golden light appears out of like a cat's cradle of strings, and it just kind of swoops up, and Annabelle is there.
I'm going to say, when I see the light before Annabelle appears, I pull my gun because I'm not used to this anymore. And I don't fire, but I'm drawing my gun and pointing at it because I don't know what this is. This could
all
be
right.
A little
sure. So Annabelle, you appear as your eyes are just kind of closed to, like, of course, block out the light, and your eyes open, mm-hmm. and of course you see A with gun.
Oh, no. Oh, A, put down the gun. A,
not
the
first
gun.
Time, all right. Hi.
Are you real?
I know. Cecily's like, no, it's a trap. It's another test.
Wait, I thought we got out of the door already. Are we still in the door?
What? No, you guys went through it already. Hi. Nice to
Wait,
see you guys,
you know?
Too. What do you mean, how do I know? I was with Archer.
It is her. And as soon as she says that, Cecily's just going to, like,
aww. You are tackle hugged by Cecily.
Yeah, and she'll let it happen. Hug back.
Lean towards
I will say, Cecily will notice that Annabelle's a lot skinnier, like with the warm embrace, like it's a lot more bone, physically, like, but the clothing that she wears is like baggier.
Cecily will like step back and be like, I haven't seen you since the day you left, obviously.
Yeah.
Time out. Yes, we have. It's when this whole thing started.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just didn't get to talk with her very much, but you did see
just
her.
Get a chance to really get a chance to speak.
That's true.
Yeah.
One-on-one. That is fair. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I think Hina played her.
Yeah, I did. I did. So you. But it's fine. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Am I worried about continuity at this point? No, we're at the finale. Just keep going. It's fine.
Fair enough. Okay.
If there is something about like continuity that I'm gonna be like, no, I will chime in. I promise. Got you.
Yeah. We'll Evil Dead this. Things just change on the fly.
Don't worry about it. How many years has it been? It's fine.
Think he looks at the sky and thumbs up. Got it.
You got it, God.
Hey, look, Jam can be the one that speaks to God. I'll let
Iggy can be the one in Wilbrand to talk to God. Absolutely. Yes.
I thought Iggy always did.
Yeah.
Because Cecily, last time she saw her, she was taking Archer's body to to protect it.
And that was during one of her part of her mission, yes.
Yeah, and so she's like, what happened?
What did you do while you were gone?
Yeah.
Oh man, the things I did.
Oh well. Oh wow. So much.
You know, the
if only God knew. God does know. Don't worry.
Oh God, what could I? Oh.
So
the list goes on.
Your missions that you had to do basically followed the necessity of keeping Archer separated from any strings that Lilith could grab onto. That was really your biggest mission, which did lead you around to a lot of different possibilities where you actually did happen to see your friends in different possibilities and were able to interact with different things.
Did she go to the Monster Hearts universe?
No, that one's closed. For reasons.
Yeah, that one got closed like really early on.
That one's closed for reasons. Anyway,
I remember that one.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
Yeah. So a lot of your missions led you to different possibilities to make sure that Archer's string wasn't frayed or out in the open. And so once you learned of your mission to take Archer's body into protective custody. That's when you made space for yourself within the realm of possibilities where you were able to just wait. But time passed differently. And what felt like an hour or two for you was months for the remainder of your time for everyone else.
Yeah.
Huh.
She'll kind of just dumb it down, but that's basically what she says.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it was all sort of craziness for us, but for you, it was just Tuesday.
A very long Tuesday.
We went to hell.
I saw that.
Saw my dad.
I saw that too.
Lorelai almost got engaged to a fake king.
Did I see that?
I will say, yeah. Orion just waves. You see this darker fae, kind of looks like Oberon, but more like, I'm going to be honest, for Annabelle, it would be a goth version of Oberon.
Oh, yeah, she goes, oh, twin, got it.
Oberon just looks, I'm also a little offended by this.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Only a little offended, only a tiny bit.
That's a big thing. Hello Kitty and Hot Topic, that's okay.
It's, oh my god, yeah, that's exactly what I see. It's like Kuromi and my melody.
Oh my god.
And Annabelle has returned.
My brain just Sanria both Stella of them.
For a second.
Yeah, she did. She got real excited. She's like, oh my god, the memories.
Orion just like looks towards Oberon and Oberon just shrugs. Oh.
Cecily got to meet an ancestor of hers and taught a really nice lesson.
Oh, that's cool.
Don't be stupid and throw away your life, basically.
Yeah, no, that's good advice. Pretty good advice, yeah.
Oh, this is my sister.
Oh, is Amy there? That's right. Amy
I
would
think
be
so.
There.
Yeah, Amy's with us.
Yeah, Amy just, you see this very buff woman kind of like step forward.
Sorry, that's Susie reacting.
She had a mommy reaction. Shit.
Yeah, you said buff female.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Warrior. Yeah.
She is definitely clad in beautiful crimson armor and holds like a long sword as she looks towards you and nods.
That's about right.
Amy, this is Annabelle.
It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance, and then bows.
Oh, nice to meet you. That's a lot of A's.
Oh my god.
She's the overseer's, yes.
What is that? And Oberon goes, oh, let me tell you about Mieses. And this is going to be exciting.
Right.
Let them have their lecture time.
Oh. Yeah, not to cut off this reunion short, but we still got one more door, guys.
Yeah, no, that's exactly why I came here. She'll like finally push like the gun down from A because... You know.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Trust me, I know. It surprised me too that it actually worked and exactly where I wanted to go meet, and she'll high five herself. All right.
Yeah, you thought you were out of practice, but something about that space helped you like learn a lot of shit.
I'm like, man, that.
Hey, you had to pass that Tuesday somehow.
Yeah, I know. I shaved my head.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she has like a buzz cut right now. It's great. Well, let's not dawdle or daddle. What's the word? Let's go, guys.
I believe the word is dawdle.
There we go. That's, you know.
Oprah nods. It's okay, an old. So it's an. It's an older word. I know that one.
Oh.
So all which right. part of the forest are we at again?
So, if I recall, you started from here.
Yep.
I'm pinging it on the map. I'm sorry, stream viewers, you cannot see. I never made a map view for this one. I'm sorry! So you started from the east.
Uh-huh.
Yes, okay. I did the map. I did. We went clockwise, and you went right? you went counterclockwise.
Right.
Yes. So okay. you would be right here. Going right. to this one next.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. And if not, no one on stream saw, so no one will know.
No, we're going to see that's brown, I think.
The orange?
No, wait, no. That's orange. Oh, God, I'm calling
it orange. Oh, God.
The orange. No fair. It kind of looks brownish to me, too.
Oh, so
there's one that's obviously brown up at the top. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's very brown. This is like this is regular district. Brown. Got this it. Is more right. like khaki.
What the
brown.
Fuck?
This is so beef gravy. I'm, this is I'm
never,
chicken gravy.
Never making you a map
home
again.
The, the
no,
Rosses,
wait.
The Kings, and the Ross and the Everett Sky.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Rich district. How fitting.
All right. So, it is quiet in this area, but Oberon will look towards you. I will say this, we will not probably be able to do the same thing we did just now. So, because I do feel a disturbance amongst the Fae, and I need to go check on that, because my people could be dying. That's important. So, I'm going to go do that.
Okay.
Any nods?
After we go through this last door, I think that's when this will really begin.
Probably.
So, and you think it's so... just going to be easy to walk through the door and get it done?
Oh, well, you mean this door or the last one?
The last one.
No, the last one will obviously be the test.
Ugh. That last one, I think, is going to open in the center of town.
Well, that would make sense.
And you know Lilith will not be leaving it unguarded.
That's oh, just yeah, no. what I was thinking, Ricky.
Well,
one does not simply walk into one more door.
Oh, God.
I'm angry. I'm angry.
Oh.
I'm angry.
That was a good one.
I'm angry.
Thank you, actually.
I'm angry. Angry! Sorry.
Once we finish that last door and get the last key, I have a feeling that's when this whole final battle begins. So I just want to make sure that before we get there, all our friends are ready.
That's fair. You also all have to make your decisions on how things will change.
You mean the wish?
The wish. Ah, Annabelle, yeah. You might not be aware.
Not really, no.
Well,
you know, she's seen things, but she's not paying attention all the time.
In the center of Wilbranch, a door should appear, and that door holds the essence of Wilbranch, the magic that was granted by the Overseer original. It holds a wish. That wish could have catastrophic proportions and repercussions should Lilith reach it, but... strangely enough, right now, she doesn't seem to have the capability. That doesn't mean that she might not be able to reach the final one. But you all will be in charge of how will branch or shift.
Yeah.
I'm definitely curious to see how things will change. Not all of us will be able to retain our memories, but those of us that are most powerful, and he smiles, will remember. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I think that's a bridge we'll have to cross when we get there. And I half the magic grenade launcher over my shoulder.
Well, I'm off to go and make sure my people are right. Orion, are you coming?
Back from Cecily.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, you all take care. Don't die. I'm believing in you. Let's go.
Orion, shifting right now.
Oberon just grabs Orion's wrist and starts walking. Orion just kind of follows behind.
She'll wave at them.
They both wave.
For Romeo and my melody, man.
That could have been Lorelai's fiance. That would have been weird.
Yeah, I really want Amy to hear the Kuromi comment.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Sanrio is?
What is Sanrio?
You didn't teach her about Sanrio?
Did you really?
To catch up on.
The end of the world is happening. We didn't have time to cover Sanrio.
There's always time for Sanrio. What do you mean?
Apocalypse happening now.
You know, you gotta live a little bit, right? And she'll just kind of like adjust herself, getting a little flustered about the not having a conversation about Sanrio.
Damn it, I really want to talk about Sanrio.
Anyway,
maybe
there's this
character. Maybe once
it's done. No, she'll just start talking about it and start explaining Sanrio as well.
Let's
we're walking.
Go.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Oberon worked in a mall. He probably explains Sanrio.
No, I'm explaining it.
Yeah, yeah. Amy's falling behind, just listening about Sanrio. And then I think as you guys get to the edge of the forest, that's when Amy will go, so there's one that's just is a flying dog?
Yeah, yeah.
Very but people popular. Think it's a rabbit.
Unfortunately, because of the design, and I understand why it's confusing, it's just because of how simple they look. Mm. I can see why people get confused. Mm. But
wait, so really cute. Wait, there were a dog this whole time?
Yes. Did you not?
My entire life is a lie.
Okay.
All right.
We'll talk about that.
All right.
We'll unpack that later, bud.
And as you all kind of approach this area of the forest, of course, you do hear some movement of course, Coven and Red members moving. And I'm trying to remember his name. Does anyone remember the big man that I made?
Oh, the middle manager?
The mafia man.
God, what is his name?
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
I forgot what we named him.
Yeah, y'all called him something else and that threw me off and I don't remember now what I called him.
Was it like Vincent or something?
We'll name him Vincent, sure. His name is Vincent now. If we can figure it out later, we'll fix it. We'll retcon it later. You all hear just that voice, of course, Annabelle would not recognize of Vincent, go, find them and get those goddamn keys! And you hear just a bunch of people start to rush off.
That's an annoying voice, she'll quietly say to the group.
Oh, you have no idea. He really gives, like, really bad manager vibes.
Oh. Wait, it started with an M, I think.
It did start with an M, you're all right.
Oh, Malcolm. Malcolm.
Was it Malcolm?
Was it Malcolm?
It might have been Malcolm.
That's an even worse name than the one you guys thought it was.
Ow, that hurts my feelings if that's what I named
him. I'm sorry.
Malcolm, the mid-level manager.
No, that's definitely not what I named him now.
Oh, God, no.
That's definitely not what I named him now.
Probably what we named him.
Marcus. He wants to come in on Saturday.
No, it wasn't Marcus. It was, we thought it was Marcus, but that's Cecily's friend's name.
Lumber.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm crying.
Malcolm the middle.
Oh my
manager.
God, it's horrible. This is awful. I hate it.
Look,
here.
The way he spoke to us in the first time we met him, he really gave the vibe of like that really annoying boss.
Yeah, like that guy who's like, oh, I'm so cool, but like in reality,
hey,
he's like,
I think you guys come in like on your day off.
We're that type. Yeah, and it's like, okay.
Good gracious gravy. Yeah.
I feel like you're on vacation, but we're short set. Fuck off.
I think I wrote it. I think I wrote his name down in a book, one of my notebooks, and I can't find it anywhere.
Well,
anyway,
are we gonna avoid that voice and just try to get to the door as soon as we can?
That's a good question.
That voice is just so punchable.
I feel like that voice might want to make a TPS report, and I don't even know what that is.
Crying because that's my.
Didn't you get the memo?
I mean, no, not really. It's
no,
not
I know.
Really comfortable.
I know.
I love the voice.
The fucking back pedal. Like, wait, hold on. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. You know,
one of my favorite voices.
Oh, stop it. Okay. I understand. They're so cute. Thank you.
I would like to get revenge for them hurting Abby.
Well, technically, they really hurt Ethan. So Iggy's also probably going to be pissed.
Oh, wait. That guy was mean? Wow, that's a tough statement.
Like, that guy was mean. Like,
he's the one that possessed Ethan, right? And forced me to fight him.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Oh, wait. So, yeah, like, we have to punch his throat in.
Oh, my God.
That's the case.
Maybe did Ethan fight you, or did you fight Jax?
I fought Jax. You told me about Ethan.
Yeah, that's right. Ethan had an axe and came after me. That's right. Okay, I have to remember. Sorry.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that. Okay. Well, we got to get rid of this guy. Like, if he's the one, like...
Out of character, by the way, it was really weird hearing Ethan be actually, like eloquent.
It was Malcolm, though.
It was, yeah, I know, yeah. But I mean, it was just weird it coming out of Ethan's mouth.
Yeah, of course, because we're so used to, you know.
Just bro.
But with all the emphasis in the world behind that bro.
Yeah, so that you understand exactly what he means.
Yeah.
I feel like that conversation actually happened in character.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Totally happened in
character. No, guys, we never really talk about it. Like,
what are you guys talking about? I understand him just fine.
Of course you
will. All I hear is bro. I don't know how y'all understand.
He's our valedictorian. You think he'd be valedictorian if he could only say bro?
I'm actually surprised he is our valedictorian. I did not. Is he really?
Seriously, yes, have you seen the rest of people at Wall Branch?
Wow. Okay. I mean, we go there.
We cannot wait for that commencement speech. I can tell you that much. And we have players. We cannot wait for that.
Man, I can't wait to record that.
And Ethan's here. One word.
I know, right?
Just he like shuffles his like note cards. Bro. Tears erupt.
I can't wait to see what Hina actually has planned. I know. I'm gonna let Hina cook.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to cook. I appreciate it.
So I heft up the grenade launcher. Go. You want me to?
Well,
you know.
I mean, like, no. Keep that on the backside.
Yeah, you do have limited ammo for that one, by the way. So don't forget that.
I didn't know that. I'm just saying for the sake of simplicity.
I have three shots and we have two more doors. We're fine. I can do this.
No, your math is not mathing. And we need to work
your math is not mathing.
Is that demon math?
That's demon math 100%.
Yeah, probably. Anyway.
No. Door. Right. Last key.
I was thinking, since you're here, you might want the honor of doing a door, and I would love to keep this guy busy because I have only been able to punch a henchman in the face.
I mean, that'll be a good way to make sure she gets the key without interference they do come.
I am very sorry. I'm searching everything I have, as you probably all can see, and I cannot find any of my notes.
It's okay. We gave him the nickname Malcolm in the middle.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't approve of this.
But it was just great.
I liked Vincent more.
Let's go with Vincent then.
Okay, thank you. I like that one more.
Okay. Oh, all right. So first,
wouldn't name him Malcolm. That's dumb.
And then allow Belle to get through and get the last key.
No, we'll name him Melvin.
Can we focus here, guys? This is the most exasperated Iggy's looked in a while.
I know. Cecily's like, I know, Iggy, I know. I've got an idea, actually. He wants the key so bad. Do you think that we can dupe him? And I can be like, hey, you want these keys? Come and get them. And but don't give me the real keys.
No.
Like get a fake key?
I was thinking, A, do you think you have some...
Wait, hold on. And she'll like go in her bag.
Uh-huh.
And...
You have a magic bag.
No, you do not.
And
you do
I
not.
Will roll...
Plus weird.
Plus weird for
what
my...
What in the world is
a different win? Bag of tricks.
Yep. yep.
Yeah, guys.
What did you do in those alternate possibilities?
This is the best.
No, I learned shit.
Oh my god.
Oh, 11. Yeah. Here we go.
I'm like,
All right. That's what that feels so, like. Let's see. So for your, oh no, you're different. Is it the different bag of tricks?
Yeah.
You did not need to roll for that.
I still rolled anyway for funsies. Because
well, here's the thing. So it's supposed to store anything you'll need. Yeah. But since you don't have, since you didn't put that in your bag, I will say that I will that we'll go off of the roll then. So as you go into your bag. Here's how I imagine your bag works. As you put your hand into the bag, you feel just kind of like a bunch of strings just kind of like form in the center, mm-hmm. and you mold them with your mind into the shape of keys.
Yeah, because I'll see like if they have one, they're showing it, I'll look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely show you one.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you made a key. Look at you.
All right, here you go.
Wow. That looks exactly like the keys we have.
Cecily's like, oh my god, perfect. This is going to be so much fun.
Yeah,
how'd you do that without even looking at her keys?
What do you...
sees things. She's already said that.
Yeah, yeah. You know. She does like jazz hands a little bit. Yeah.
See things.
Puts her backpack on.
Oh, wait. So...
Did you find it?
She might have found it.
I found it!
What's his name?
Hold on, I get it. Hold on, I'm looking. Wait, one second.
Watch it actually be Vincent.
Martin.
Martin.
Oh, right. It's Martin. It's Martin.
I like.
It's not Marvin, it's Martin.
Martin.
Well, because here's the problem. Here's why I kept looking for it, because there's another one that's also there. You hear the feminine voice after Martin, you hear Ramona's voice, which was the other person. Oh, just kind of call after him and go, look, we have to stay near the door. Don't go too far. And then he'll just kind of like grumble to himself and then walk back towards the door.
Okay, so we know they're near the door, so that's convenient.
Oh, yeah.
I'm strangely so glad they're loud with their plows. Yeah.
Why are they so... That's so cartoony.
Oh, you haven't had to deal with them. They're very obnoxious.
Oh. Coincidence? I think not.
No. I can't wait.
It's like the damned version of Team Rocket.
That's a good image. I like that.
All right. So we lead them away. Belle goes to the door, gets the last key. Hopefully by that time, we'll have dealt with them.
1 second.
Uh-oh.
Cecily's like, oh my god, Iggy, I've always wanted to do this. Can you fastball special me?
I would like everyone to roll an act under pressure, please.
Oh no.
Oh shit.
Oh.
I wasn't ready for this. Sign.
Because even though they were loud, so have you all been.
I rolled the same number. I rolled an 11.
Look at you.
Oh my god.
Mine's a mix, will be a mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Two mixes. Oh, yeah, three mixes. Mm.
Hold on, I thought.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Oh, no.
Also, also, by the way, your Dice of Destiny was a -1 for the scene, so...
Oh, shit.
I hate it here.
Everybody, that's technically 2 fails. Because, Akka's would be a 7, and then Andy's and Sammy's would be a 6, so that's 2 fails. So that's fun. as you all are kind of, like, talking amongst yourselves, you then feel... as though eyes are on you. And for those who failed, something will wrap around the bottom of your leg and just kind of tug you back towards the door. So that will be for Cecily as well as A. You both are tugged back towards the door. And you hear, we found him, sir!
Oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Oh, my God.
And with that, we're going to take our first break. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink. Go get a snack.
Oh, no.
We'll be right back. I want you to know that we're here.